You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another greatest show that ever existed.
Show.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a
strange chameleon show. Thank you all for tuning in.
It is strangely hot today.
It is. Yeah.
We're back in.
Weather is just weird.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Are you good in that vest? I'm afraid you're going to pass out. He's got like three layers of clothing and a beanie. He is out of control. He's out of his wits. You're just going to fall over. It's way too hot. But we've got some nice cold water in here. Ready to do this show. Happy Passover of the 4th of July.
Yeah.
What do we call it today? I don't know. 4th of July was yesterday. As if you couldn't hear it.
Those fireworks were just going on forever, weren't they?
I think till like 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 maybe. You know what's interesting is the people have spoken. Governor Newsom tried canceling the 4th of July holiday to celebrate our independence. And the people have spoken. They still celebrate it as we rightfully should. I'm just curious, how are people going to get COVID by celebrating the 4th of July through fireworks?
I don't get that.
That when does not make any sense. People are
going to be distant anyways, I'm sure. And
there's a post here I was reading. The mayor of LA tried to cancel the 4th of July by closing beaches, threatening businesses with fines, and canceling public fireworks shows. LA residents sent this message to Mayor Garcetti. And it says, July 4th, 1776, marked the original rebellion of American people. 244 years later, we are still rebelling. This time, not against the British, but against tyrants. They just so happen to be domestic tyrants this time.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, and very true.
Very.
It's, what kind of blew my mind is when the governor said that all wineries had to close and he got caught because his winery has been open. It was scheduled to be open all throughout this weekend.
It's such a hypocrite. Oh, it
extremely,
frustrates me.
Extremely hypocritical. And, well, what do you do? I guess you have to speak up on November 4th if they let us vote.
Yeah.
In person, which...
What do you think about that?
I think it's crazy that we're allowed to stand in line at the supermarket, at everywhere else you go.
Yeah, even on a hot day.
But if it's the same thing, this time you just have to be 6 feet apart, which we've been doing. There's no reason why we can't be allowed to vote in person. It's ridiculous.
That is so dumb. And they're now doing it, what, digitally? Remote.
Funny you bring that up. So e-voting, it's called, right? And the voting by mail. So Bev Harris, to learn more, you can go to blackboxvoting.org, by the way. But voting by mail protections have been removed, in case no one knew, such as matching signatures to the one on file for validation, which seems like an obvious thing to do. Nope, apparently that's been removed. And there's not one cybersecurity for hackers to prevent them from when it comes to e-voting, preventing them from hacking into that system. So everyone wants to claim that it's safe. But if you ask someone point blank, what are the security measures taken? Name the program. Bev Harris knows firsthand. She was going back and forth on a tweet with someone who is pro. They're part of the DNC and they're pro e-voting. And when he asked, when she, Bev Harris, asked this man, name one cybersecurity program, he couldn't name any. He left that conversation. He left the tweet thread, like the back and forth.
Yeah.
He just gave up because you can't argue with the facts.
You cannot.
So, you know, I think everyone at some point wanted a different candidate to win. I know that firsthand. But when the people have spoken, that's part of democracy. You just have to deal with it, period.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. And you stay focused on your goals and you keep working hard and you achieve them. And I know that, you know, we all want someone to win, that, you know, but cheating is never the right way.
Once you cheat, you know, it just, it's going to backfire. It's going to come back to you because you might cheat to cut the corners, but it never works out because
never,
they will find out. We will always find out.
Well, it was an odd day yesterday, a little bit of an odd day, right? So for those, well, we'll discuss a little bit of the, there's a project we're working on. And
we are?
Yeah, we are. It's a nonprofit project that we're working on.
Okay.
And we're scheduled to do a virtual meetup.
Right. Oh,
with,
yes.
With our recipient, with our first time recipient. And they never show up.
What happened? What happened with that?
You know what? I hope that this is not a case. I've heard of weird cases where the parent of a sick child loves getting the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes down to it, they kind of want to back out, or they don't, when it comes to helping that child, because there's some weird thing going on, but I hope that's not the case.
No, I'm pretty confident it's not the case.
I just that. Find, you know, because there are cases like that, and
yeah.
I'm just like, what? Which one is it? I'm just so confused.
I think she just got a little busy, and
I hope so.
Probably just forgot that, you know, we had it all scheduled, and it could happen. So we're gonna take it, you know, like that.
Okay.
That's how I'm gonna take it, at least, because I think it was just overwhelming, you know.
Yeah. I mean, she could have let us know, hey, I can't.
No, for sure. I think just a little notice or something to say, you know.
No, that's fine. I'm just.
But yeah, I hope everything's all right.
With everything going on, you know, but everyone is okay. I know that. I know that for a fact. So
yeah.
That's good. But what kind of silly stories do you want to talk about?
Man. None come to mind. Had a
great,
smooth day, I think. I mean, our fourth was pretty nice. Just yesterday was a good. We went up on a nice little hill spot.
That was so awesome.
And overlooked like all the fireworks. It wasn't just a little area of fireworks. It was fireworks all over the city was happening.
And then
it was awesome.
El Chupacabra.
Huh.
You said you saw these animals.
I saw some weird animals just on my rearview mirror. I was looking, and all of a sudden, I saw two creatures just crossing the street to each other. They're like, hey, come on, Phil, let's go. And it was so weird because their tails were down. It kind of looked like not antelopes. And they're not even around. They shouldn't be even in our area. But anyways. Weird creatures. It was weird. I don't know. But it could have been coyotes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, yeah. It's probably coyotes, something like that. And you were trying to get out of the car.
But I don't think so. They had the build like an anteater.
Okay, now I'm thinking
of
it. The size of it
was like an anteater, but their tails were down. It was a large.
What?
It wasn't just like, oh, it's a rabbit or one of the small thing passing by. Even a coyote is somewhat small. You can tell from a dog. These look larger.
Okay, now you're freaking me out.
Larger. With tails this long.
That was What?
dragging. It was so weird. Okay. I wasn't on drugs yet.
I can attest to that.
I would not.
We were just drinking. You were drinking chai.
Yeah. Maybe it was too much chai.
No. I was drinking a little bit of coffee. But yeah, I remember you were like, you saw it through the rear view mirror and you're like, look, do you see that? Oh my gosh. And I'm like, what? You're like, animals.
I tried to get out and you're like, don't get out.
Yeah, you were trying to get out.
Well, because of what I want to go take a look and see what it was.
No, we could eat you. Are you kidding me?
So I tried to drive around and go scope it out and they were gone. They just disappeared.
I remember asking you, what if, are you sure it wasn't a bear?
No, a bear is a bear. Like, you'll know a bear when you see one.
Because those are large animals.
It was smaller than half the size of the bear. But
maybe it was a coyote.
Could be. Maybe it was a bigger coyote. One of those. The main pack.
GMO fed coyotes.
Yeah, basically. Maybe that's it.
Oh, man, that's enlarged. Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, the way you're now describing it, I'm thinking.
From my rearview mirror, I had a good look. I had probably 1, 2, 3, like less than 5 seconds of a good look. And I was like, and I was watching it just cross over. And then sometimes in the mirror, it's a little confusing. Like if you look in the mirror and you see something going right, it's actually left when you turn around. It's weird. So I was like looking and I was looking back and I lost it. But I saw in the rearview mirror, I promise you, it was crazy. It was the 4th of July beast.
I like that, the 4th of July beast.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably the only odd thing that happened.
Aside from everything else that's happening.
Everything else has been crazy out there.
I wonder if, I've heard that from some people that they believe fairies exist because of the fairy tales. And then you talk about something so much, you know, that you manifest it. And I've heard that I've never seen one, but some people claim they have. And, you know, they're not on drugs or not anything. But who knows if, you know, talking about something and then you just kind of.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, God, it works in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. The universe is full of mystery. Also, interestingly enough, there was that blood lunar.
That's right. That happened
yesterday.
Yesterday.
I kept waking up throughout the night, but I knew it wasn't the fireworks because I put my earplugs in. Problem solved. But I kind of kept tossing and I knew that it would be visible from my window, but I just didn't have the strength to get up because I was so tired. We had a mini Friday night celebration with a few friends.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was fun. Wore a mask the entire time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Trying to be safe.
Yeah.
Trying to be safe. But yeah, it was people just having a good time.
Yeah. It was funny because everyone, when we first arrived, there were like some people were playing music and I was like, oh, cool. And I brought my stuff. And because, you know, once you get into a party, you want to get settled, maybe have a drink or two or something like that, kind of loosen up. And then as I finished my drink.
Everyone left.
Everyone was done because they probably never show up early or right on time to a party because you're going to be there for a little bit until everyone else shows up later. And then you're like bored and then you just take off when the fun starts happening. So they missed out.
One of them recently graduated with a PhD.
Ooh, yeah, that's
so
right.
She's not a doctor.
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor now. That's great. But yeah, it sounds like she needed to wake up early the next morning to do some studying or something.
Well, she's done with school, so she shouldn't study.
No, I know. Something related to it. I don't know.
No, once you graduate, you're still studying. You got to study now your new work material. You're a doctor.
School.
Yeah.
You're always learning.
Always learning.
Yeah.
Hala.
Boy, I was so upset the other day, though, because I took the car to a car dealer, right?
Uh-huh.
And I told you this from the beginning. This car doesn't look right. There's something wrong about this. And you're like, no, the guy said, I saw him cleaning. The guy said he tried to do everything. And that stain, he couldn't get that out. What about this one? Oh, yeah, he said he tried. He couldn't get that one out either. What about the one in the back where I spilled my apple juice the other? Well, yeah, he said he tried. He couldn't get that one. I'm like, what? What did this guy do? Nothing rings a bell with the chameleon.
Nope.
Coincidentally, yesterday, I spilled a little bit of hand sanitizer on the floor of the car in an area where I have not stepped on. There's no way. And so I grab something damp to clean it up because I don't want it to get stained. Mm-hmm. Because even if it's hand sanitizer, you know, it can still get stained. And dirt comes out. I immediately call this guy and he stayed quiet. Hey.
Oh, man.
What the hell happened? I paid you $100 to do the interior cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he offers a solution. Okay, you can bring it back in.
So that admits your fault.
Exactly. So you know you did wrong. You know you got caught. It's disgusting. You know, we all know what's going out there. For anyone to do that, it's so unethical to do that in today's time. I'm giving you my business. You know what's happening. Businesses are closing, and I am trying to keep you to stay afloat, and this is how you treat a customer. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I was so disgusted by that.
That is bogus.
It's not good for my mental health.
It is not.
And here to talk about mental health.
That's right. We have Natalie Rodriguez. She just wrote a book called Elephant, and we will have her as our guest today.
I'll go get
her. You go grab her. Interesting read, and I definitely recommend everyone to check out her book. Welcome, Natalie.
Nice to see you guys.
You're to welcome see you right too.
There. Yeah, you can.
You, oh, by the way.
Came with the gloves.
Yes. Clorox disinfecting nice. Wipe, by the way.
Okay.
For you.
No, this is good to know.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes.
On a very weird time right now in life. It's
yes.
so weird. I'm never going to get used to this. I don't think anyone is. TV film world's like very slow down right now, so it's bizarre. No one's ever seen this before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, no.
Take your time, by the way. Okay, cool. Yeah. He's like, wow, as if he hasn't been glued to Netflix.
Yeah, it's okay. I have been too.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But I feel like right now it's a great time for self-reflection. For me, it's been prayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever people's faith out there is, cling on to that, because I think it's a great time for self-reflection. And it kind of makes sense, you know, that we would entertainment business would shut down
mm-hmm.
because with very serious things happening, it's important to just like hold on to your faith and just self-reflection that can help your mental health.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
for sure. I think. Even people, I was telling a colleague of mine this a few days ago, they're like, I think everyone in film is just like depressed. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm like, even people that like produce the multi-million dollar budget films, mm-hmm. they're all on hiatus. I'm sure you guys got some of those emails too. They're like, hey, I'm on like indefinite like kind of hiatus right now. Or some people are even considering like retiring right
wow.
now. I even have some friends, colleagues talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because I'm like, oh no, things will get better. Like, no, I'm being serious. Like, I just, they're like, I don't know. Like, I just, because they're saying there's going to be so much changes in film and TV where I think they're talking about like CG, like love scenes, whether it's like holding hands with another co-star. They said that's not going to happen anymore. So there's been all these like insane rumors. Like, they're just going to like have all these restrictions with what
that's
actors can do.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
That's interesting because Jeez. There's definitely been a lot of, what do you call it? A lot of the like nudity mm-hmm. and sexualization of films also in the desperate attempt to market it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And now it's so interesting to see everything just kind of making a complete 180, yeah. You know?
Backpedal.
Yes, yes. Like, you better have a good message this time.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it is. So it's, I mean, I have friends that, like, I'm sure you guys do too. They're like,
yeah,
I think this first, like, 3 weeks or month in general of the, like, quarantine, I had, like, one of my best friends kept texting me, like, articles. And I'd be like, okay, let me read it. And then, like, after the first month, I'm like, I can't read this. Like, I'm losing my mind just trying to figure out, like, how life's going to go back to norm. But the reality is, like, there is, like, no norm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, like, whole new, I think, just new laws. I mean, I think, like I saw on the way here, like, hand sanitizer machines everywhere, mm-hmm. Temperatures. I mean, maybe people going from, like, if they worked in an office, going, like, remotely at this point.
Yeah.
A lot of my family friends were affected by that. They're still, like, we don't know if we're ever going back into, like, the building. We're just working from home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents, too, they were in downtown L.A., and they've been around, they've been living there for a while. And mm-hmm. when the homeless wasn't that bad, and then it got worse. And then now, because of everything that's been going on, they just moved. Now they're in an island, Catalina.
Oh, Catalina. They're probably safer over there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, from the looks of it, and they're just chilling. But yeah, that's what's going on now with them. It's like, geez, everyone's just either moving out or they're not going to return.
A lot of people have been moving out. I've been noticing a lot of people that somehow I connected right in the acting industry, you know, producers. I know this lady in particular who has a podcast about actors and helping actors. She's moving. Really? A lot of people I've seen, yes, that are in the business, not necessarily famous, but, you know, are in the business, are moving.
Wow. That's, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of us, like my best friend, he's in New York, but he's talking about staying there right now. I think because they're assuming California is just going to be a little bit of a dead zone. I mean, if you look at Hollywood Reporter, Variety, Deadline, I think IndieWire, they tend to repost those kind of articles, like the updates of things kind of not opening back up anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I think it's more across, like, overseas. Like, they just greenlit, I think it was the Witcher. I think they film in New Zealand.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there's another show they just greenlit. I don't remember what it was, but again, it was like in New Zealand. It's like
somewhere over there,
like nowhere close here. Mm-hmm. And I think most are filming on soundstage. I know Avatar 2 or Avatar 3, I think they said it was just like the talent, like in a big old like green screen. And then it was just like they're filming all on soundstage. So there's only like four of them.
Oh, wow.
So, and I don't think there's really much interaction because they're in like the body suits and, you know, they're doing all like that CG.
They're already pretty safe. Yeah. You don't need a mask in a body suit.
I'm like, that makes sense, but that's kind of in the rumor if there's going to be more animations coming up or, I know some of my friends, they did, they filmed kind of like the one man, one woman show. One of my friends, Nick, he has Oh Joy, it's a web series. And I think he just had his main actress just like get her computer, place it. And he would just kind of be on, like, the other end, telephone or, like, a Zoom call telling her how to place the camera.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. Cool. But it's great because, you know, you get creative.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, creatives being creative about what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I know that I just met up with a friend, and she told me how, obviously, she anticipates the drive-through theaters to become a thing. And she was just telling me how, because she comes from a family that used to work, they used to do big films, so she knows a lot more about this, but she was sharing some insight how it's going to be so difficult for sets, for productions to be insured.
Yeah.
And she heard a rumor, I don't know, but now you have to have like five people who, at least for a production, to be part of the
like the health
co-stars
code? Oh,
that they have to be I don't know if it's black people or people of color or Latina or whatever.
Yeah,
that it has to be like at least five.
I think right now that wouldn't make sense. I think a lot of studios, I know they're trying to, they're like doing a lot of recasting right now, especially like those franchise, like I know there's I think like Pirates was just in like the news. I think like a lot of studios are gonna be like revamping a lot of like their stuff that's in development, or it was about the shoot before quarantine hit.
I know her mom was like, she works at, she has a production, and she was saying it's just interesting because she was gonna do a movie where it's based like in like a Western, where you know it would be mainly white people because of just the story in the time. And so she's like, she doesn't really know how she's going to go from here.
Really?
Because, you know, I mean, it's just, everything is just, it's a lot right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think it's definitely, I mean, I hope this is a negative say, but I think, like, this year, even maybe, like, part of, like, 2021, just going to be kind of, like, recovery mode for a lot of the entertainment field.
Yeah.
Especially anything on camera. I mean, especially, I think, with the protests still going. I know there's a lot, like, in Orange County. I have some friends over there, and they're like, nope, still going over here. 4th of July, I know there was, like, a test for everyone. I think Orange County, and there was, like, a fire in San Fernando Valley. It's by my friend's house, so I can only imagine, like, it's really going to be time.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. You're right.
Burbank. I think it was Burbank and, I want to say, Santa Clarita. There was, like, two of them. And my friend was actually, like, at one of the scenes, and I thought it was, like, a news clip he posted on his Instagram story. And I'm like, oh, this looks like real. He's like, oh, yeah, it's from my phone. I'm like, wait. I'm like, is this literally, like, a minute ago, you were, like, posting, like, you know, watching the scene of, like, the fireworks going off. And then now you're, like, you know, just ambulance trucks everywhere. So, I mean, I guess illegal fireworks, I mean, a lot of people kind of went insane a little yesterday.
Little ape shit on their freaking.
Huh?
They did.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you.
Ape shit? They went
ape. Ape ship?
S-H-I-T. You can say that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Ape shit. You know what I mean? They went a little crazy on the fireworks.
They did.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I know.
You know.
I'm sorry, my headphones are not working. What?
You're like, wait, what was that? Censored.
I was just mentioning to him, it's just interesting the irony. In 1776, you know, we declared independence as rebellions, and then now we're rebelling against the domestic people in power.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I feel like, hey, it was Independence Day, so let's celebrate. To this day, I really don't know how anyone could have caught COVID if they did celebrate with fireworks.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's still kind of, I don't get that part. But I can understand, you know, there's always, every year when people celebrate fireworks, there's always the, what you see right now, right? The air gets a little bit polluted every year, but you know, it's one of those things. It's only once a year, but hopefully, definitely the fires get put out in time.
I think it's settled down now. My friend's been, I mean, quarantined, you know, and that's a hard thing too. Cause I think I have a lot of friends, are a lot of like extroverts, like going out. And this was like the first year they're like, no, I'm going to pay attention. Cause a lot of them were getting scared as relatives of theirs got COVID or family friends, and that happened with one of my friends recently. I think like six of her family members got COVID, and I freaked out, and I got COVID tested, and it was like negative, but like I did it because I panicked. I was like, oh my god, I'm like, I haven't seen you in a month. I was like, I think just to be safe, and it kind of made me feel better, at least like settled like some of the nerves or worries, because I'm like anyone, I'm like a worrier. So you overthink.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, I have, like, if you're having an allergy attack, like, oh my god, this is COVID. You're like, no, I'm just having like seasonal allergies. Yeah,
but that's good. I know we had someone called in who was on CNN. He was out there because he had an incredible testimony of how he recovered from COVID.
Wow.
But he did make a full recovery.
That's amazing.
Yes. So there's still hope. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a time to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
A time definitely to take care of your mental health. Yeah. So, for you with your book, obviously, congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was a little bizarre releasing now, but I think I can say this, but like some of these platforms use like Amazon Barnes, they actually will like lock you off your account if you try to delay. Because a lot of the companies are like, hey, we're still business. We still kind of need to like release some content. So, you know, I think it kind of made sense too, because it's a book that does deal with a lot of like mental health themes, kind of anything from grief to, you know, how to take care of yourself, coping, whether it's like secondary or primary survivor from like a traumatic event. So it's kind of ironic timing because I forgot how dark it was, because I mean, we did edits like months ago. So when I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is kind of like weird timing, because I'm kind of learning how to like self-reflect or kind of like learn how to take care of myself, like not look at the news, not be stuck on my phone 24/7. I mean, I'm so guilty of that. Just looking at tweets, looking at anything that people post nowadays on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Try to keep the mind clear.
Yeah.
And focused. For sure. Yeah. And so for you right now, that's what else has been helping you stay positive?
Right now, I've been getting back into reading. I'm so guilty of that. I used to like read like 2 to 3 books a month. I bought like the new Hunger Games book. When that came out, I was like my inner, you know, teenage self like freaked out and I bought it. Right now I'm reading The Hate U Give, so I'm looking forward to finishing that. I was trying to finish it in June, but I kind of go back and forth between the books and Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, TV shows. So a lot of like back and forth with those. I think kind of looking at other media, whether it's to kind of get inspired to like, you know, when time does come to go back into production or when I feel like going back into like heavy duty work, or even just to like sometimes honestly put on YouTube videos just if I don't want to like think that much.
Yeah.
You just kind of like, I just don't want to think about anything. I'm going to watch like, you know, this paranormal like ghost video. I don't know if that's real or fake, but I'm just going to like shut everything down.
Yeah. I know it's real or fake.
Yeah, but it's honestly like I found myself doing that and I'll just like sit there watching it for a few hours. I'm like, this is, I don't know if it's good or bad, but you're like, I think maybe it's good because at least it's just not, you know, you're not doing this like looking on your phone.
It's a distraction. You're just background.
Or feeling guilty. I mean, I'm so guilty that I felt like, oh my gosh, I should finish this script, or we should try to make a web series, this and that. And you start kind of putting these, I guess unrealistic like things on your list. It's like, well, everyone's different, you know. If you don't make anything, you don't make a film during quarantine, or you know, you didn't read a book, you just been watching TV, like that's totally fine.
Yeah,
because they're all coping different right now with all of this.
Tell us. Okay, I got. Mm-hmm. It's a two-part question.
Yes.
All right, but tell us a little bit about Elephant.
Yeah.
And tell us the process of writing a book. I mean, that seems pretty extensive and crazy, but you made it happen. So, tell us a little about that.
So Elephant's a young adult fiction novel. It's about four childhood best friends and a family secret they uncover the summer before, starting to high school, the first year of high school. So they're 14-year-olds. And our main character is Maddie Smith, wrote a full name, Matthew Maddie Smith. And he's uncovering a lot of these family secrets that start on the night of his 14th birthday. On the night of his 14th birthday, he ends up in the hospital after this random encounter with a stranger. And it's through, like, dreams, hallucinations, through finding, like, objects or photographs he's never seen of certain relatives in his life. That's when it all starts, like, coming up for him, like, memories, starts experiencing a lot of anxiety, PTSD, and it's kind of through this journey he starts piecing together clues of whereabouts of his parents, whereabouts of one of his grandparents, and the whereabouts of why he's like never heard of like certain events going on in his family tree. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And it just all starts uncovering each time he kind of digs a little deeper and uncovers more.
It kind of scares me because I didn't realize, kind of answer, I guess, for part two, it was like Elephant was a school project in the fifth grade. I was going to Quail Selma Elementary over there in Diamond Bar. It's like 10 miles from Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
And they required all students of every grade level to write and create a book to move on to the next grade. So at the time, I like hated books, hated writing. I was like, this is a dumb project.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, you have to do this in order to like go to the next grade, in order for, which was at the time going to middle school, because fifth grade was the final grade year at the time, to get promoted to middle school. And I ended up like just having a blast. I mean, I drew a lot as a kid, so when I found out we can write about anything we want, I was like, oh, so I can be like scary. I'm like, I draw a lot of like Halloween pictures, so that kind of was the start of, I think, diving into a little bit of the darker material, the thriller drama. And growing up, I always loved stories that deal with like kind of like the childhood best friends. I was a big fan of Now and Then. It was a young Christina Ritchie, Gabby Huffman, Thora Birch, and I love those journeys, kind of like the Stand By Me tales, or like we see today, Stranger Things, because I feel there's so much great character development. So those are like stories, whether it's a show or book, I always like lean towards while writing different versions of Elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this something that, how long did it take you to write?
Years.
Four years?
Years.
Oh, years.
Wow. So after fifth grade, when I turned in the project, I was like, this is fun. I should try to make it longer, because I was never like pleased with the draft. I was like, oh, I can make this better. So each year from like sixth grade till honestly maybe like my sophomore in college, I was just like, I can make this better. And that was, you know, in between like growing up, going to school, you know, doing internships, working. So it kind of was like that one, they always tell like it's that one story you shouldn't pursue, like it's your first big project, don't pursue it. But I was so stubborn, I'm like, no, I have to finish this. It was like, I think that obsession with, if I don't finish it, I'll be like so disappointed for not just trying.
I know that I've been working on a second book to the children's book I wrote.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. And I've been trying to do a lot because of, you know, like the quarantine and everything.
Yeah.
There is time. I know it's funny because the other day Denzel Washington tweeted, you know, for those of you who feel bad that you didn't finish the book or you didn't learn a new language, the shutdown is not over yet. Go back inside.
Yeah.
it was funny, but he made a point. And I know that we try to focus on music, you know, to help our mental health and to stay faithful and positive. I think maybe this could actually help people finish their book, you know what I mean, and keep their mind off things, because I think one of the big things I realized as a lot of people is that there's no time to waste when there's a lot of people that are losing their lives because of the virus. So you know, definitely try to do what you can while you still have time. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is work while it's still daytime, you know, meaning while the darkness hasn't really fully overcome you, et cetera. But yeah, that's good that you, even though it took you 4 years, you were still with it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's always life, you know what I mean? Life happens. Like you said, you were going to school, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely.
But you did it.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of the reality. It's, I think it's, we all have that one project or two projects that's like, I mean, we've all been like discouraged. Like I had, like, if I'd share it with a lot of like professors or like colleagues, they'll be like, oh, just, and I'll give it up. And I'll be like, no, I can't. Like, I want to pursue it. But I always like, you know, if you're just, you know, you're obsessed with the story, whether it's a book, movie, even doing like, you know, anything creative wise, I mean, podcasts, your next reel, acting crew reel, it's like, just, you know, keep going. I mean, it's, I think it was me like doing research, like looking up quotes, like people like Denzel Washington. I know one at the time was, I think Catherine's, I think her name's Stockett. She's the one that did the Help book at the time. She got rejected like over like 10 years by different agents. And I was like,
oh, okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Over 10 years.
Because she's like, I had a baby. And I was like, wait, hold your daughter. And I Googled, I'm like, well, your daughter's a teenager. So I'm like, okay, realistically, that was like at least a decade. You were just getting hard no's. And then she was the one that I was so glad to see this, that she got an agent writing to her saying like, you shouldn't be a writer. Your writing's horrible.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, I would cry. So then I kind of realized, okay, there's people out there who are like, you know, published authors, or, you know, they're making a living doing what they want to do creativity wise. And they've been told like ripped apart by people like in that email, that text or phone call or in person.
Yeah. Just laugh at those people, you know, just don't listen to them. Because they don't know. They're not you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, it's just a lot of people will probably cry or be like, and argue with them or whatever. But you just say, okay, I'm going to prove it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you.
But I'm sure a lot of people do cry.
I do, too.
Okay. All right.
We all do.
If you do, then get a good heart cry and then, you know, show them what's up, you know?
It's like cry behind the closed doors. Yeah. And then I always say, like, I mean, thankfully I wasn't like one of those I wasn't so stubborn where you'd write back being like, I mean, I've heard stories where people like, jerk,
you
suck. And I'd be like, no, don't do that. Like, sleep on it. And then if you really feel like you need to write something, like, just keep it professional.
You have to.
Or try to push, be like, hey, this is one of like the last, this was like, I'm still editing this, or I'm still like, we're still fine tuning if they misread it.
I also think, though, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
And for these people, I mean, yes, okay, we get it. You're one of the top literature managers or what have you, but you don't have to be cruel either.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when they say something like you shouldn't be a writer, it is awful. I mean, there's a way, like, you know, this type of writing, no one that I represent writes in this way. I wish you the best of luck. It really isn't for me, you know,
something like that.
I mean, I've gotten those too, and I'm sure everyone has. I feel like whatever you do creativity wise we all get those rejections. And I'm always like, oh cool. So because I think back my night I kind of connect to, okay, maybe it's because it's just not their cup of tea, or they don't know how to market it. Half the time it comes down to that. They'll be like, I like it, but I have no idea like how to connect you to the right people. Which you rather have them say to you, because they're almost kind of telling you, like, you might know how to do this better than I do. And
and
I think if you write like a thank you note, I mean, I noticed that too, saying thank you for considering. I mean, 90% of the time, if they're actually like, you know, they're out there trying to like help other artists, I mean, they'll get back to you and be like,
yeah,
keep me posted, or yeah, good luck. Like, we'll check it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, nowadays you can find anything on Instagram, Twitter. So and that's how we met too, is Twitter. So it's like, if they always want to like, they think about like, what is this person doing? They can just, you know, look up your other work or upcoming projects.
Yeah.
Tell us the title Elephant. How did you come up with that?
So the original title was, I was such a nerd as a kid. It was The Strange Wind of Skull Hollow. I have no idea why I picked that title. I think because I had an obsession with like skeletons. That was like the book jacket. It was like a skull and it had like a long like black robe. That was like the villain. So I think it was, I kept that title over the years. I think I was in college. I was like, I got to change the title. I'm like, because I hate the title. I just don't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. And then because I was doing a lot of themes with like, we see like a teenager kind of going through a lot of these trial and errors with like addressing certain topics in his family, or he's like, we see a lot of internal frustration. He's like, I want to call this person out. I was like, oh, what about the elephant in the room? And I was like, well, maybe I'll just keep it elephant because it's a little more, which one of my editors like, they keep it elephant because it's kind of, it doesn't give too much away yet.
Yeah.
So, but then I kind of been announcing, well, it's called elephant. It doesn't mean literal the animal. Mm-hmm. It means it's elephant, short for elephant in the room. Just someone who's, you know, feeling stuck. They're trying to find their voice throughout the trial and errors of their journey, whether it's through like mental health conditions, or it's through, you know, he stands up for himself and it backfires, or he doesn't get the response that he was hoping for.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a catchy title in a sense, like short and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the cover, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Who was the
Aaron Smith did it. I have to put you guys in touch because I met him through, I think it was like a mental health friend. It's like her colleague in Oregon. So that was kind of the cool thing, is everyone who was involved in the book, we were all live in different states.
Do you
want
to show it to the camera?
Oh, yeah. So we all live in different states, like everyone part of this book. Everyone's in Oregon. So Aaron Smith did the book jacket. He did three different versions. And I remember this one, I think we were going back and forth with titles. I sent him a lot of book jackets of Ellen Hopkins. She's a young adult author. Mm-hmm. And she does a lot of like graffiti art. So she has like titles like Crank or Impulse. And I just love her work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's do something like that. I'm like, you know, if it's a horrible idea, then we'll go with your version. And we ended up loving this one because it kind of, I think it just kind of, it felt simple. And I was like, you know, I don't get too, it was kind of like his first time, like saying, like, you know, kind of like the movie poster, like, I want to keep almost simple. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm like, because I don't trust myself. I'm like, let's have this or this here. So,
yeah,
no, Aaron Smith did a great job. I think he's Cultural Savage on Twitter and Instagram, by the way, because he does like posters, book jackets. He does a lot of like logos and any promo stuff too.
I think it's really creative sense of how you came up with, I mean, elephant. But instead of just putting it right in the center, you know, elephant, and then, but the way that it's just kind of blown up and it takes up the whole page, kind of thing. That was pretty cool.
It gives me the illusion of those Rorschach paintings.
Like Rorschach. There you go.
That. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like
with the edgy whole person. Psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought about that. See, I was.
What do you see?
I was like worried because I'm like, when I first saw that, I was like, wait, are there books like that? Because I mean, that was me being so like stubborn. I was like nervous because I think it's almost like if it's like that one project and you're like hitting the finish line. I just like, for me, I was going through like weird phases of like, oh my god, what am I doing? Like, I shouldn't do this. So when I saw the book jacket, it kind of like sunk in. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, this is like so weird. And like, oh, we're going to send you a copy so you can like approve it to see if you even like it, see if it looks like the way it does in the photos. And it was very, very surreal. So I'm always like, it's still processing because I think it's like that project you've been like, I mean, you're kind of like, you've been rejected so many times, or you're like, you know, I should quit. And you're like in that quitting mode. They're like, no, I shouldn't. It's just, it's surreal. It's like, it's bizarre. It's like a weird feeling. And you're almost like, I want to like take it in bit by bit.
Yeah.
But I do. That's definitely the impression I got.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's pretty cool.
No, I think you're the first person to make that connection. And I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of fits because
it's psychological.
Yeah, very psychological. And I think like the first reviewers we got, they were like, oh, yeah, the stills was like a lot of mental health issues. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm glad that kind of people are kind of like addressing that, or they're kind of accepting like mental health. It's like, oh, no, that's like normal. Like, we get why like you know, this being talked about. So I think that's what's been kind of the beauty of social media or today, especially because mental health is being normalized. Mm-hmm. I feel over time where it's seen as like, you know, if you go with a therapist or you have anxiety, it's like, oh yeah, like it's your health. Like there, it's just like almost like real casual about it now.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I'm hoping that's what we continue to see, especially with quarantine, because we do see, I'm sure you guys have been seeing on the news, like a lot of people's anxiety, depression's going up, or yes. people who've never had
that
it,
can kill experience people.
It. Yeah. So I think it's, I'm hoping, I mean, it's almost like, I don't say it's a good thing, but I think the positive thing with quarantine is a lot of people are going to start, I feel, respecting more people's like health, or workplaces are going to start counting like mental health days as sick days.
Yeah. That's interesting. Did you hear about that, or this is your theory?
Kind of both.
Okay.
So stuff I've seen online, I know a lot of like, I follow a lot of mental health nonprofit groups, and a lot of them on Instagram especially have been promoting a lot of kind of like people like Denzel been saying, or Jamala, she does I Weigh. They'll be saying like, hey, don't freak out if you're not working, or hey, like I'm feeling depressed. Like, how are you guys feeling? So they're kind of, I think we see these public figures kind of putting their own like health out there, saying they're doing horrible or just shitty in general. It's, I think it makes people like open up more, and there's like almost like they start respecting it more, because they're like, oh, if this person who's like the busiest person in the world saying they're feeling this way, okay, so what I'm feeling, it's like making me feel like normal, or there's like nothing wrong with getting help, or kind of like putting it out there, just saying this is how I'm feeling.
I think it's interesting what you point out about that workplaces will count mental health.
Yeah.
Like, mental health days,
yeah,
you know, as part of like sick days.
Yeah,
I think that's interesting. That's why I was wondering about that, because it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You bring up an interesting point. That's why I wanted to.
I think CNN posted about that, like Yahoo News, because they kind of, I feel like with one source promote like posts about that, like the mental health days becoming like the new norm for sick days. I think just like other articles just start reposting it.
That's interesting.
I think Deadline even talked about that with filmmakers. It was like the depression era and like today's filmmaking, and it did touch upon like mental health. So I was happy to see like a big entertainment
yeah,
platform.
People are, you can't meet yeah. with your peeps.
Yeah, I know.
As they say.
And you can pick this up at Amazon.
Yes.
Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
And what other sources can
right
you
now,
pick it up?
It's going to be just Amazon, Barnes & Noble
okay.
virtually. And then our Instagram page is elephant_YA, and Twitter is elephant or ebook YA. So there's the link in the bio. We're hoping, I mean, just how things are looking, I mean, it would have been available in Barnes and Noble stores, but I think right now it might be probably a little bit, so it looks more like maybe 2021 it'll be like in stores.
Nice.
When things, you know, depending on health code and,
yeah,
and it's safe again,
slow down again.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Otherwise, you can download it on Kindle.
Yeah, download it.
Amazon Kindle.
We've been doing a deal right now just because, you know, we completely understand, you know, I mean, everyone's kind of financially struggling, or just like been a weird time with that too.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that's like a blogger, writer, I mean, we've been giving out free ebooks, paperbacks. They want a free paperback. I mean,
oh, cool.
Definitely. We've been doing that as well for a little bit too.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
So let's see what we have time for. A couple minutes. All right, I'm just going to read a little bit of the book.
Okay.
Okay? Into a song.
Oh, nice.
Let's see what we got here. The chandelier was turned up a notch and added a simple, almost angelic touch. As the four of them hit the high note, they were not the best of singers. By the end of the song, Derek's voice cracked a few times, and it turned him into Kermit the Frog. Only his voice was scratchier. Matt busted up, cry laughing. He had to. It was typical. Typical Lisa, as she sang her heart out. Typical Lucia. Lucia.
Yeah.
As she watched the other two cracking up as well. Typical Derek, as typical Jamie elbowed him. Jamie's words were readable as she mouthed to Derek, shut the hell up, shut the hell up, shut the hell up.
That's how she would say it.
That's how she would say it.
Yeah, she would. Because you put that and you're like, I want to write this like 20 more times. And you're like, maybe they might get it. I loved it. I just had to bring the cajon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, she's leaving. Like, she doesn't like it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, she's going to go
This is horrible.
No. That was a great beat.
I know. Yeah. I know,
I was trying. I was like, there's...
No, that's really cool. I've never had... That's like the first time anyone's ever done that.
Really?
Yeah. Because you see those nowadays.
Strange Chameleon audiobook.
It could be.
I had an idea. That would be a thing.
I
don't know. We don't have time. But I'll tell you off the air. Yes. Yeah, there's an idea. It's kind of like an audiobook idea. Nice. But yeah.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for joining us.
It's always fun when you're here.
Yeah. It's so good seeing you guys. I know it's been like a year since last time I was here. A year and a half.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Damn, it's been a while.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm glad we had her when we did, because she told me, off the record, the photo that we took, LA Talk Radio, it helped her get a job, right?
I'm thinking, which one was that? In production? Oh, because I was working at a podcast for a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. And so they saw that she did something with podcasting and it helped her.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
It was a former intern buddy of mine, and she's like, LA Talk. I was like, LA Talk. I'm like, oh, I forgot I had her on Facebook, so I forgot she did see that.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, wait, duh, people. That's what they pull up nowadays, the social.
I'm glad that happened. Yeah. We'll only take 5%, by the way.
Okay, only 5%.
Only 5%.
Most will take like 15 to 20.
See?
I know, huh?
We work with you.
In these towns.
Well, thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Follow us on LA Talk Radio, iHeart, iTunes, and check out Elephant.
Yeah.
Read it, buy it. Buy it, then read it.
Yeah, buy it. Like, read it, and then buy it.
And buy it again.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if a man created it, they can hack into it.
Ooh.
Demo!
Yeah.
Sure can.
I'm sweating underneath.
I know, right?
Like, I don't know if it's like the hair or something.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style. So, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.